USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Dunn. A Southern California mother has been arrested for allegedly slaying her three children, all of them under the age of four. The bodies were discovered by their grandmother when she returned home from work Saturday morning. LAPD's Lieutenant Anthony Cato was asked about the investigation.
Although the suspect is in custody, the family is still being interviewed at this time. It'll continue on until we determine exactly what took place today.
Their mother, 30-year-old Liliana Carrillo, was arrested hours later in Tulare County, about 200 miles north of Los Angeles, after igniting a massive manhunt. Myanmar security forces fired grenades at protesters in a town near Yangon on Friday, killing more than 80 people, according to Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, a monitoring group in the region. The AAP and Myanmar Now news outlet said on Saturday that 82 people were killed during the protests against the February 1st military coup in the country. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. trustednewspaper.com.
President Biden's so-called border czar, Roberta Jacobson, says she's stepping down at the end of the month. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
She told the New York Times her position as border coordinator was temporary and was always planned to last only 3 months. Jacobson's departure comes amid a spike in immigration at the southwest border that has strained federal officials who are trying to deal with unaccompanied minors. The number of migrants stopped at the southwest border in March rose to the highest monthly level in more than 20 years. That includes some 18,000 unaccompanied minors, more than twice the figure seen in February. The Pentagon has already granted approval for the Department of Health and Human Services to house unaccompanied minors at Joint Base San Antonio and at a temporary housing facility at Fort Bliss near El Paso, Texas. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Late spring snow expected for parts of the Northwest, along with cooler weather for the Rockies and Plains in the week ahead. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NASA has delayed the first flight of its Mars helicopter Ingenuity. USA Radio's Dan Naraki has the story.
NASA has delayed the first flight of the Ingenuity Mars helicopter, which was originally supposed to take place on Sunday. The space agency says it noticed a timing issue during a test of the helicopter's rotors on Friday and decided to delay the flight to no earlier than April 14th. The team says that Ingenuity is safe and healthy and communicated its full telemetry set back to Earth. If successful, Ingenuity's flight will be the first time that humans have achieved powered flight on the surface of another planet. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Buckingham Palace has announced Prince Philip's funeral will take place at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle on Saturday, April 17th. The ceremony will be a royal ceremonial one, a smaller, more private affair with only 30 people scheduled to attend. Prince Philip died on April 9th at the age of 99. He leaves behind his wife of 73 years, Queen Elizabeth II, their four children, eight grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. Prince Harry will be in attendance, but his wife, Meghan Markle, will not. Doctors have advised her not to travel due to her pregnancy. Georgia is now the third state to suspend a coronavirus vaccine site after several people experienced an adverse reaction to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Health officials say eight people getting the vaccine in Georgia suffered side effects to the shot last week. Meanwhile, company officials say Johnson & Johnson is currently scaling back shipments of the vaccine. Georgia is now the fourth state this week to pause this vaccine due to similar problems. For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.